olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Good morning, Mr. Stephen Drew. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Hepatitis, a disease of the liver. How important is the liver as an organ in the human body?
It is incredibly important. We can literally not live without it. It's one of the largest organs in our body, and it looks after and does so many different things for different parts of our body. It helps clean the blood. It helps us with our energy and converting food into energy so that we can do things, and it keeps us healthy generally. It does over 500 different things to support a good, healthy lifestyle.
What are the conditions that actually damage the liver?
There are many things that harm and hurt the liver. The most well-known ones are hepatitis, and there is actually a huge alphabet of different types of hepatitis. There is hepatitis A, there is hepatitis B, there is hepatitis C, there is hepatitis D, and there is hepatitis E. And they all play a part, and they all have the ability to have a huge impact on your liver and potentially harm it. The most virulent, the ones that can do the most damage because they sneak up on you, because you don't necessarily know you have them, are hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and also hepatitis D.
What are some of the causes?
So the first thing to know about Hep B and C, they're the singularly most common ones, and you can't get Hep D unless you have Hep B. So it's actually really, really rare. So let's just focus on Hep B and Hep C. So both Hep B and Hep C are a blood-borne virus. That means that they are transmitted by direct blood-to-blood contact. And the most common way for people to contract Hep C is through injecting drug use, so using unclean syringes and injecting and sharing needles. But having said that, you can also get it from tattooing, you can get it from piercing, or through medical procedures, all because the equipment that people use aren't necessarily fully clean. They're not completely sterilized, and so there may be bits of blood with active contaminants in them, and you can contract it that way. You can also get it from, you used to be able to get it if you had a blood transfusion before 1990. In terms of Hep B, which is slightly different, you can, it's often and most commonly passed on at birth from mother to child. And it can also occur through sexual contact under certain circumstances. So they're the most common things. One thing I would say, well, it's good to know how you can get it. It's also good to know how you can't get it, because that perpetuates a lot of stereotypes and stigma. You can't get it from cuddling people. You can't get it from kissing people. You can't get it from having normal day-to-day interactions with your friends, your families, your loved ones. So it's really good to be aware of that as well. You also asked about whether it was where you were born or where you live and those sorts of things. And, there are some circumstances, there are some population groups that have higher incidence of Hep B and Hep C. For example, Hep B is far more common and prevalent in South Asia, East Asia, North Asia, so China, Korea, Vietnam, Philippines, those sorts of areas. It's also quite common in the Middle East and North Africa and in some parts of the Pacific. So it does tend to vary, and there's not necessarily a rhyme or reason for it. So, for example, in the Pacific, the Samoan community has a slightly elevated prevalence or common occurrence of hepatitis B. About 5.5% of the population would be Hep B positive. However, in terms of hepatitis C, it is very, very, very small population. It's 0.1% of the population that would have Hep C.
How do you explain that? What do you think causes it?
You know what? For all that we know about hepatitis, we don't know. I think it's interesting to know that in terms of Hep B, hepatitis B was actually discovered by a man who studied Aboriginal Australians in the Northern Territory. And he actually discovered hepatitis B in that population group. It seems to be a genetic thing. There is no particular rhyme or reason to it. There is no logic. We simply don't know.
It used to be referred to hepatitis B as somebody who is a carrier. Now, I think the new term is chronic hepatitis B. Is that correct?
That's right. Carrier is just such an awful term. The reality is we all carry lots of different diseases, but regardless of those diseases, we still have normal, happy, healthy lives, and we can have those happy, healthy lives. So, yes, we have people who are living with a chronic disease. So we may say that people are hepatitis B or hepatitis C positive, which just reflects that they've had a test and it said that they have the disease. Hepatitis C can now be cured, which is fantastic. It's an oral pill that is taken 1 to 3 times a day for 8 to 12 weeks, and you will be completely free of hepatitis C. It doesn't make you immune. You could still become reinfected with hepatitis C, but you can then get treated again. But ideally, you'd want to get treated with Hep C, be clear of the disease and not get it again. Hep B is a different beast altogether. It is something, it's a disease that once you contract it, then you live with it for the rest of your life. But you can live with it for the rest of your life, happy and healthy, with having a normal family relationship, all those things. You can have children and enjoy everything the world has to offer.
But how do you keep it in check? Let's concentrate on Hep B now. How do you keep that in check so that you can live a healthy life and look after your liver, living with chronic hepatitis B? What are some of the things that you need to look out for?
The first thing everyone needs to know is that hepatitis is a really fascinating sort of disease, because you can actually have it for a long time without actually knowing it. So, and the things that sort of tell you that you have hepatitis, including, and this includes hepatitis B, it's common across all the hepatitises, is that you would just have a flu-like symptoms. You would feel tired, you'd have muscle aches and pains, joint pain, you may be vomiting, you may have dark urine when you go to the toilet. The most obvious sign of hepatitis, obviously, is your skin and eyes start going yellow and you get jaundice. So those are the sort of symptoms, but as you've heard, that could be anything. That could literally mean you have anything. You could have the flu. You could just be run down and tired. So the first thing you need to do is get a test. Get a test for hepatitis B. And there is a test called Hep B surface antigen test. It's done through a blood draw. And they will run a test and it will come up. And if there is a surface antigen, then you have hepatitis B. One thing about hepatitis B, 90% of adults will be able to clear it. So what tends to happen is that you will contract hepatitis B. It will be called an acute episode. 90% of people who get hepatitis B will have a thing called spontaneous clearance, and they will be able to fight off the infection all by themselves.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po whea lawai mawailau podcast.